This is Ted Kennedy. Tough new economic sanctions against South Africa are moving through Congress. Is Senator Al Simpson on board? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, I wish just once that President Reagan would speak out as forcefully for human rights in South Africa as he did for human rights in the Soviet Union. For years, the worldwide struggle against racism has been hamstrung by the cozy-up-to-apartheid policy of the Reagan administration. In 1986, the president cast one of his most shameful vetoes against even modest U.S. sanctions against South Africa. Congress overrode that veto, Al, but a study by the respected Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights shows that the administration has consistently subverted the sanctions by refusing to enforce them. Now there's a major push in Congress for tough new sanctions, including an embargo on almost all U.S. trade with South Africa. You right-wingers salivate over sanctions against Libya, North Korea, Nicaragua, and Cuba, Al. Why not against South Africa?
Good grief, Ted. Who's for apartheid? Can't you get the wax out of your ears and listen to what some thoughtful black South Africans are telling our Congress about sanctions? Congress of South African Trade Unions, not exactly some right-wing outfit, estimates that the new sanctions will cost 7.8 million black South African jobs by the year 2000. No one with an ounce of brains and any sense of commitment to the American principle that all people are created equal could ever support apartheid. But tougher sanctions will only further entrench the white supremacists in South Africa, and they will only continue to do extensive harm to black South Africans. And you call yourself a humanitarian, it's still racism in reverse, any way you slice it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on his support for an acid rain bill. Who'd have thunk it? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.